Your tea about to be popping. The queen about to be popping. Fit times for your drive from London. Strap in, it's time for thunder.
Coming at you live from London time.
Carrie and Tommy live from London.
Yes, we are. Welcome to it for your Wednesday afternoon. How are we, guys?
Ashamed. A little. A little ashamed.
No, you should be.
Don't you?
No. No, no, no. I thought it was great. Glistening.
Bro, I glistened.
Hey, your tan looks good. I reckon it helped.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah.
If you're wondering what the hell these guys are talking about, we had a little issue yesterday after the show when we went to fulfill your bet for Hamish Blake.
Yes, the greatest man in show business, who offered $2,000 to my fundraiser for the Big Swim for Spinal Cord Injuries Australia. And all I had to do was get nude and swim in Hyde Park. It didn't go as planned.
I mean, it's surprising that we thought it would go to plan, given all the issues of what you just said you were going to go do. Anyway, hear how all that went down, how we did the greatest pivot of all time.
Yes, but up next, things you don't want in your mouth. Well, it is. It is. I'm not being dirty. That's what it is.
It is.
Anyway, I glistened.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app, if you drive home, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You know how there's a lettuce shortage at the moment?
Yes. They're swapping out with cabbage.
Yeah.
They're charging people extra. They're doing all those things.
Yeah. So here's something I've thought about a bit lately. Because a Chinese restaurant in Australia apparently was, they billed someone at the end of...
Don't narrow it down for us too much. In Australia.
I can't remember the specifics of where, but a guy got his bill at the end and it had what he'd bought, dinner that he'd bought, and then there were some extra charges at the end and there was a dollar extra charge and he asked what it was for and they said that was for the lettuce you ordered with your San Chow Bao, right?
San Chow Bao.
San Choi Bao. San Choi Bao. And I thought about the San Choi Bao after I read that story and thought, ridiculous, a dollar for San Choi Bao. Why do we put ourselves through eating San Choi Bao? So I love the mince inside, but the lettuce adds nothing. It's not even a meal. Like people, I've got friends who will serve up to their family on a Wednesday night for dinner. San Choi Bao is a dinner meal. It's not a dinner
not
meal.
Dinner.
There's
not
nothing
dinner.
In it that's going to fill you up. It's a bit of mince in a lettuce cup.
So I'm going to ask you a question and I'm scared for the answer because I think I know what it's going to be. When you get those little spring rolls.
Yeah. Well, they're worth it because they've got the spring roll in the middle.
But
that's the meal.
So do you wrap them in lettuce?
Yes, I do. But that's because the lettuce, I think there's something about
adds
the crispiness.
Yes.
But when it comes to San Choi Bao, San Chow Bao? Bo Choi Bao.
How long, bae?
When it comes to that, all that does is go soggy, right? Mm. Because it's got the hot mince inside.
Yes.
And it's not crispy anymore. So I feel like just wrap it in a Peking duck pancake or something of substance. But then I started thinking even more broadly, do we need lettuce?
Ooh, it's a
good
question.
Because my kids don't eat lettuce. So for some reason, they don't like lettuce. I don't know why, because it's my friend growing up, the only vegetable she'd eat would be lettuce, but she had to sprinkle sugar all over it. So she'd have sugar on lettuce.
Sugar on lettuce.
And lettuce is not really a nutritional vegetable at the best of times. But my kids just don't seem to eat lettuce. So we have veggies all the time, but no lettuce. And we probably haven't had lettuce in our house for a couple of years, I reckon. And I've not missed it.
So here's what I will say. If it's not iceberg lettuce, it can bugger off.
Yes. Not a cause?
Not a cause. No way. Maybe rocket from time to time. I don't mind the peppery taste.
Yeah, but
I like water-based things. So cucumber, I love. Lettuce, I love. It tastes fresh. Watermelon, any of those. I like wet
How foods. Often are you having lettuce?
Never.
Exactly. I think we could remove lettuce from life and we wouldn't even know it had disappeared. Like there's so many foods. Like San Choi Bao is one of those things I've thought about and I think it's a waste of time and it's an unnecessary addition to any menu.
There's a lot of things I would get rid of before lettuce.
Like what?
Eggplant. It's the worst thing.
Yeah, a miso eggplant could be nice, but again, you're
That's
having it.
Miso is nice.
Yes, you're true. And you're like having it thinking, I should have something other than meat.
It's like when they say deep fried, like tofu is good or salt and pepper tofu.
It's only
like just
it's
all
deep
the
fried.
Other stuff. Tofu sucks.
Can you think of other meals that you'd like to remove?
Tofu. Tofu is just filler because there's not enough good vegetarian food. And so they cook some sponge up and then you're full. You're not satisfied ever, but you're full.
Is there room to remove, like, legumes, do you think?
What are legumes?
When was the last time you had a legume?
Is it peanut?
Well, like things like, you know, you have those minestrone soups and in it you've got all the bitsy bits.
Soup can go. Unless you're sick, eat normal food. Unless you can't chew for some reason, just have a solid meal, you big baby.
What else can go?
Oh, there's heaps.
13, 10, 60.
Yeah.
What food is a giant waste of time?
Yeah, and to the one person who's slurping down a bowl of soup and they're offended, be ashamed.
13, 10, 60. Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
For your drive home this afternoon, live from London, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And coming up very soon, we're going to solve Tommy's nude problem. But before we get to that, 13,
God,
10, 60.
We already set aside one break for that because we might need
it's going to take a while.
Tommy's nude problem.
13, 10, 60. We're talking foods you want to get rid of.
Yeah, we started talking about Sanchoy Bao.
Because you think the lettuce is useless.
The lettuce with Sanchoy Bao is useless. It just goes all limp and it's not crispy. And I just think in general, actually, I've come around to the idea that lettuce is a waste of time.
Yes.
It's a filler food and it doesn't add anything.
Yeah. It's so people don't feel bad when they buy a salad because there's something in it.
Exactly. You think soup's useless.
Soup can go in the bin. Aubergine or eggplant.
Oh, rock melon.
Oh, no, I like rock melon.
Nah, it's the worst of the melons.
Is it? No, I reckon the green thing is.
Quick question.
Honeydew.
Oh, what's the green one?
Honeydew.
Oh, yeah, no, that's bad too.
Quick question. Is rock melon and cantaloupe the same thing?
I'm sure we've talked about it. Yes, it is. Yeah.
Okay. Which one do you like better?
Doesn't like either by the sounds of it. Fiona, what food's a waste of time?
What is the deal with artichokes?
Firstly, Fiona, your passion is infectious and I like it. Thank you.
What is the deal?
Where do they really piss you off? Is it when they're on pizzas?
You know what? I think because it seems to me to be an elitist sort of a vegetable because, you know, no kid has ever said, hey, Mum, can I have an artichoke with my pie? Or, you know, can I have an artichoke with my sandwich? It's all artichoke hearts. And they're visually, they're not very appealing either. You know,
I don't reckon many adults said, can I have an artichoke with my pie?
No.
Like, no.
I don't think, exactly. I don't even know if it's a, maybe it is a fancy thing. Who has artichokes?
Fiona, at what point do you reckon they went, let's use the heart of the artichoke instead of going, do you mean the middle?
Because it looks a bit like a heart.
Does it?
That's why I think it's called an artichoke heart, isn't it?
I don't know.
They're not using the artichoke's heart. It's not a living, it's not an animal or a, doesn't it look like a heart? Yeah, I think it looks like a heart.
Well, I'm a bit embarrassed then.
No, it doesn't look like
that. Yeah, it doesn't.
Maybe that bit.
Okay, now this show has resorted to us just now
Googling images.
and not reporting back.
Hey, you know that stuff we don't like? Let's have a look.
Yeah, let's have a look.
But also, this is a fine line between useless foods and foods we just don't like. Do you know what I mean?
Oh,
no,
yeah.
No.
Like, I like lettuce. I just think it's useless.
Yeah, that's fine.
Whereas I think a lot of these calls are just foods people don't like.
Fiona, would you ever, has there ever been a time that an artichoke has surprised you and you've gone, actually, that's pretty good?
No, completely redundant, I'm afraid. Yeah. So,
good on you, Fiona.
One of our other listeners, Kim's called up. She's very passionate about artichokes, so maybe you guys can get together off air. Chat.
A debate for the ages. G'day, Nikki.
Hi, guys. How are we?
Look, I'm good, but I dare say my dad and a lot of the men of his generation are going to have some real stern thoughts about what you're bringing to the table, Nikki, because what do you think is a bit useless?
Oh, they're not just useless. They're putrid. They stink. Mm-hmm. Texturally, they're disgusting. It's
enough about my dad. Let's focus on the food.
You're hot. I'm sure your dad's a hotter version of you, just older. It's fine. But no, Brussels sprouts.
Brussels sprouts.
They're disgusting.
Yeah.
It's the sort of food you had before you realised there's good food to have, but yet we've kept it around.
Pretty much.
It's unnecessary.
They're high in iron, apparently, but eat some sweet potatoes. So are they.
Have a tablet.
Nikki, is this from it? Because growing up, my dad just used to, or my mum used to steam Brussels sprouts for my dad, and they would stink out of the house. And the only thing worse than the smell of the Brussels sprouts cooking was an hour or two after the Brussels sprouts had gone through my old man's body.
It's like a cabbagey type.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. They just turn you into a human whoopee cushion. Nikki, was this from a traumatic childhood having to grow up around Brussels sprouts?
I think so. My mum used to boil them. Like, God bless, she's the sweetest woman, but not the best cook. So she used to just overcook everything. And they were boiled to the point where you could mash them with your fingers.
I did once have them at a fancy pants restaurant with, I feel like it was like pancetta or bacon or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was bearable.
Yeah, that's when people say garlic. Oysters.
I don't know. You can roll poop in glitter, but it's still poop. You just
thank you, Nick. Actually, Natalie's caught up with another useless one, alfalfa. 0 point to alfalfa. Adds nothing. In fact,
I thought you stopped eating it after you were 10.
I mean, did you even eat it when before you were 10?
I'm sure I was forced to. Well, no, I'd had cold sausages.
It's like this weird little garnishy thing on top that tastes like nothing. Claudine, how do you feel about alfalfa?
I am literally flabbergasted by you people.
Why, Claudine?
Zasfa, lettuce. We have salad every single night with lettuce. Love artichoke hearts. We used to stuff them as kids. So love artichokes, love Brussels sprouts, love eggplants, or melanzani as we call them. And I just don't get it how you people don't like this food. We need to talk.
Claudine.
We really need to talk, yes.
Claudine, have you actually tried any good food?
Yes, that is good food.
And but, you know, Claudine, it's not about that the food, like lettuce, I get we have it every night. I don't even think lettuce is a bad thing. It's just unnecessary. That's what I'm saying. It's like it's useless. It just serves no purpose. Like a sanchoi bao, have you ever had that, Claudine?
Oh, we have sanchoi bao on the weekly. We have a beautiful place in Melbourne that we go to. No, my husband and I go there on purpose because they make it beautiful. They do it with schwab, which is quail. And it's divine. You wrap it in the lettuce. It's divine. And lettuce gives you that refreshing taste after.
Oh, no, I agree. But with sanchoi bao, it just goes all limp. Limp lettuce is no fun for anybody.
Wait 15 minutes. You're supposed to eat it straight away.
You have a cunning trick up your sleeve, which is you have different names for all of these things, which make them sound better. Is that how you trick young people into eating them?
No. You just got to make them taste good, like Brussels sprouts. I shred them and do it with bacon, onion, and garlic.
Yeah, because bacon and onion and garlic are good, Claudine.
Gary and Tommy.
Ed Sheeran's Don't for your drive home this afternoon, and we have headed to London. We are going to go and see him live at Wembley Stadium on Friday night, guys. All thanks to Snooze. A good night's sleep makes for a great day in London. Shop in-store online at snooze.com.au. It's amazing what a little snooze can do.
Just two more sleeps. The countdown is on.
Yes, just checking. Did you say we're headed to London?
Sorry, we've headed to London, guys. That's the whole point of this.
Come on. Something else that is coming up soon is the relay swim from England to Belgium. It is under 2 weeks and donations are rolling in. Thank you to beautiful people who are raising money for Spinal Cord Injuries Australia. Tommy Little's Big Swim, if you want to search and donate. And we've had some very generous, famous friends get involved and make some demands. Hey.
You are about to swim in the Hyde Park Pond. Hamish Blake has offered to pay $2,000 to your fundraising effort if you get nude.
Mm.
I mean, I'm going to be really honest. I agreed to all of this because I thought it sounded fun. And now that I'm here, do you think you should be swimming in that pond?
Is it because of the sheer amount of bird crap that you can see?
Well, when I was a kid, I was raised not to swim in stagnant water.
Mm.
And this is very stagnant water.
So what is it? Is it the sheer amount of birds and bird crap? Is it the locked gate?
It's all of it.
Or is it the fact that there's quite a few people around?
It's all of it. I just don't. I care about you a lot. And as much as I really want to see you swim in this, I don't want you to die.
Too bad.
Are you going to swim in it?
Yeah, of course.
Well, I don't want to be responsible. I take back my challenge.
Now we cut to the chase.
I don't
which
want
is
Carrie to have killed
you,
Tommy.
You just don't want to get in trouble.
Have you seen the ducks?
Yeah, I know. Not just ducks. Look, all geese, swans.
It's all a bit gross.
I've opted for, quite a funny nude costume because I'm going...
What's a funny... nude is not a costume.
But I'm going to have a swim cap and goggles on. So if anyone starts to get startled, I just put me bare bum quickly under the water.
Underneath, but you've got the swim cap
and they'll be like, he can't be nude, he's wearing a cap.
But I think they're more going to be like, why is that man swimming across the Hyde Park pond? You said this was a place people swim.
No, I said it will be next month.
That people swim in that?
Mm.
God, they get desperate here in London, don't they?
I know, mate. Should we do it?
Okay.
That's actually considered a nice swim spot.
Yes.
I took you to one of the least duck shitty bits to it too.
So the lock gate, a bit of a problem.
Yeah, but we could step over that.
And just sort of hanging around, looming around the locked gate, security weren't into what we were doing.
No, we got moved on. But I did have a backup plan because I remembered a spot, which is actually the spot I'd eyed off. And I thought, ha, 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 don't worry.
You let's can jump
just,
in there.
Let's just go there instead.
So we've already been moved on by security once, and I told you, don't worry, I know another spot.
And this is our spot. No public swimming. The Serpentine is currently closed.
This gate was not here a week ago.
They must have seen you coming.
Wow, that's gross for a naked swim. But
so what do you, well, you can't fit through there or climb over?
I can climb over, but
no,
I
don't think we need you breaking the law in London.
So we've just got to find somewhere else to swim nude.
Oh, you still, I guess you want the money, don't you?
I want the money.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, where?
Fade to black.
What can he do, providing his own special effects there? Well, what he can't do at the moment is find somewhere to swim nude.
Mm, where did he find to swim? You'll find out next.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Live on your radios and the listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home this arvo.
And if you have just joined us, we are in the middle of trying to swim nude in the middle of London.
Not we.
I would have thought it would catch on.
Just you.
Just me. The stunning unit that is Hamish Blake offered $2,000 to my fundraiser if I would get nude and swim across Hyde Park. That proved problematic. And we got moved on by security. Then we found some fence structures and been put up in place. And so we needed to.
It seemed the world didn't want you nude.
No.
No.
It's just hurtful.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have persistence. And I also have a phone. And so I thought the first step in our pivot was to give Hamish a call.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Hey, we got a slight problem.
I did think it was probably illegal to be
So we've been moved on, and then I thought there was another bit that I had a secret entrance in the middle of Hyde Park. And can you believe it? I was a bit wrong, and they've put up big fencing around it. We do have a make good if you're open to a suggestion.
Yes, you'll go for it.
Because we do realise that you've already donated. We just checked the donation page, which is very incredibly kind of you that you've done that without even knowing if he fulfilled the bet. And now that he hasn't fulfilled the bet, this is pretty awkward.
I don't know, has it ever happened that you've had to talk to the people to go, like, is there a department at the donation page where they're like, look, I said I'd get nude in the middle of a large city and I didn't, and then the guy that donated turns out he cares less about the charity and he's more of a stickler for the rules, so can you just refund me the money?
Well, it's actually an interesting testing case because if I can't complete the swim, I assume I'm going to be making a lot calls and offering a lot more make goods.
I do often wonder about charity stuff. It's like, hey, I'm riding across America. Like, okay, well, I hate the charity, but I do like the ride, so only if you do it.
Well, I am currently wearing rainbow budgie smugglers for a charity that works with people with spinal cord injuries called Stronger Together. Would, as a make good, would you be happy with me wearing the budgie smugglers, a swimming cap, and goggles on top of the swimming cap.
Lathered in duck fat.
Okay, Vika's just added. She's freestyling. and walking down Carnaby Street, asking people, do they know where the pool is? Would you be...
I feel like a king in the 1500s and a jester's asking me if his act is good.
That's
king says... This pleases me.
Yes! Thank you, King. As you know, we will always worship the altar that you sit on.
for your silly walk, and I shall be amused sufficiently to the tune of my donation. I shall not ask the royal treasurers for a refund.
Thank you, King. Thank you,
You're
King.
You're a good
Thank
man. Thanks, hey.
Silly boy.
That's your new nickname.
Go silly, well, silly boy is the best sign off of a phone call.
Well, we'll find out how silly boy went next.
Mm-hmm. Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that is where you're at for your Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah, and if you have just joined the show, $2,000 is on the line from Gold Logie winner Hamish Blake right now for Tommy's swim charity. If you walk down one of London's busiest and biggest fashion strips. It was teeming with people. If you walk down that in your budgie smugglers and your swim cap and goggles.
And duck fat. Let's not forget your idea.
And duck fat.
You're nervous, aren't you?
I am. I'm more nervous about this than getting nude.
You should be.
Yeah.
What? You're more nervous about this than getting nude, aren't you? About to get nude?
But I mean, at least I was in the water.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh, there's nothing new. There's nothing weird about you being in your budgie smugglers in the street. Lathered in duck fat.
Oh, I was hoping you wouldn't find duck fat.
I was going to go with Marge, but we found duck fat.
Okay. So
what exactly are you going to do?
I'm
going to
put my swim cap and my goggles on my head.
Okay.
And then I'm going
to
hold my towel.
Do you need a hand or do you want me to just hold your mic? Okay. Yeah. Do you need to take your top off?
I will.
I mean, just it's not weird. So I'm not saying you have to. I'm just...
Keep it in your jocks, mate. And then I'm just going to casually ask people if they know where the pool is.
But with your Speedos on.
Yes. I've got my Stronger Together rainbow Speedos already on. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Does the charity want you doing this?
I didn't ask, to be fair. Anyway, they did fantastic work. Great stuff.
Okay, so you're going to get nude, get into your budgie smugglers.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's good for Tony Abbott, it's good for you.
It wasn't good for him. I'm genuinely
you're nervous, aren't you?
Very nervous.
People are already starting to look. This lady on her phone over here is staring.
What, are we getting fully nude before we duck fat?
I'm not doing anything.
Who's duck fatting me?
Jesse. You're
finally, my time to shine. Right,
come and duck fat me.
Hold your mic.
Okay.
Where do you want to be fatted first?
Everywhere.
But where first?
Start with the thighs.
Okay.
So gross.
This is, just lather it on.
It's very exposing, like very vulnerable.
Of course it is. Sometimes I don't often get embarrassed or ashamed, but when I do, it's quite deep.
Can you put the goggles on?
You look great.
And what are you saying to people?
I'm just going to ask if they know where the pool is.
Okay. All right. Should we start? Where should we start?
Well, I think I've started. If this isn't it, I don't know what it is.
All right. Let's go.
Excuse me, guys. Do you know where the pool is? With a shot. Damn, he's a
sexy bitch. All right, so he looks like a lost soul, just wandering around like a crazy person.
Excuse me, mate, you don't know where the closest pool is, do you? Okay.
Oh, he turned around for a double take. Did you see that?
Yeah, there's a few double takes, yeah.
Oh, you're looking good.
Thank you. You don't know where the closest pool is, do you?
No.
Where?
Just behind you.
Okay.
You got the last three to turn left, you can find a pool.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Big fan of your work.
Okay, so change of plan.
Yes.
You're not asking where the pool is. Now I want you to ask, can you tell me where the closest dentist is? So go down that way a bit more. Dentist, that way.
Gentlemen, you don't know where the closest dentist is, do you?
No, sorry
for that. Okay, no worries.
Not having a bar of it.
Don't be mad. Don't get me.
Gentlemen, you don't know where the closest dentist is. No, that's okay. Good stuff.
Now he's asking where the closest dentist is while walking down the street in budgie smugglers and lathered in duck fat.
It's been a long time since we've used this word, but I just saw an old man look very aghast.
That's a me word.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he's not going to go up to the poor lady having her lunch.
Excuse me. Do you know where the closest dentist is?
Sorry, I'm not from here, so I don't know
Me too. Don't worry.
Oh, that's okay.
Thank you.
He looks so uncomfortable.
Oh, my God.
I can't believe he's doing this willingly. Is this him fulfilling his life?
Well, he's just about that money.
He is about this money. I think it's in the bag. I think his $2,000 from Hamish Blake is
absolutely
in the bag. You know what he reminds me a bit of? Do you remember Kramer in Seinfeld when he's been up on the deck sunning himself and he looks like a roast chicken? Oh. That's what he looks like.
Oh, my God, that couple that just walked past said, that's why you have to wear a mask around here.
Excuse me, boys. You don't know where you can get frozen yogurt around here, do you?
No.
Damn it.
You look good, though, yeah?
Thank you.
Shall we see if he can catch a cab?
See if he can hail a cab. Just stand on the side. Just
off
try
in
and,
the length of the yeah, street.
Try and hail a cab.
This was my go mate on. Good.
Go and hail a cab. I've got a message from Hamish. She wants you to hail a cab.
Taxi.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
The cabs want you. <That's right. laughs> God, he can really move now. He's the fittest he's ever been. The guy won't escape
him.
He's
trying to keep up with the little tuk-tuk.
Oh, he's got it.
Thank you very much.
They will never get that tuk-tuk clean. Oh, my God.
He's done it! Yay!
If you want to see all of that, it is up on our socials at Carrie Tommy Show. And while you're there, go and donate. The link is up on the socials.
Yes.
Well done.
Apologies to that. Are we calling them tuk-tuks? That
I reckon you just apologise to anyone that saw you.
Yeah, but particularly them because I was covered in duck fat.
Yeah.
And so that I've just stained their whole because they've got like a furry lining on those cabs too.
Oh, gross.
Did you clean it?
Did I clean what? My bottom after sitting on their furry lining? Yes, I did. Thank you, Vickers.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that is where you're at for your Wednesday afternoon, which means the time game is still to come.
Ooh, this is an exciting version of the time game because Bickers, we hit the streets of London to play. Now, as you know, the jackpot for this week should be 7,500 Australian dollars. We hit the streets of London with 50 quid. And assuming that 50 quid did not go off in the streets of London, today on offer for all our beautiful listeners in the best country of the world, Australia, we are going to put that into pound. So £7,500 is how many
Almost
Aussie dollars?
Double it, isn't it?
$13,251.
Woo! That is how much is on the line of the time game coming up later this hour.
But up next, if you make faces at your dog, well, be glad you're living in Australia. If you did that overseas, land you in jail.
Jesus.
Yeah. What kind of faces I'm talking about? We'll discuss it next.
Carrie and Tommy.
New stuff from Rehab and Amy Shark. It's called Sway My Way. It's Carrie and Tommy live from London.
And Bickers, this is terrifying news for you. I don't know if you've seen this.
Terrifying?
For you.
Right.
Not
for me.
It doesn't affect me, really. A Spanish city is set to fine tourists in what I think might be a world first. 645 quid if they're caught urinating in the sea, which, as you know, a sea wee is your favourite way to go. You often say, quick, let's get to the beach.
And well, it's better than what you do out there.
Here's the most fascinating bit. You know how they're going to catch people.
How?
They hang, so they use drones, right? And attached to the drones is microphones. And they're looking for people that when they're swimming, they make this noise.
You are making this bit up. But how would they know if you appear?
No idea.
I guess they look for the person that swims away a little bit from their mates.
Or the person who moves real close to strangers.
Or the person that has that kind of chilled
vacant
out look
up
face.
Into the distance.
Or the person, it's quite hard. I mean, I wouldn't know from experience, but it's quite hard to pee and stay afloat.
What do you mean?
Would you like to see? Because peeing is a relaxing
If you ever see Bickers drowning, don't rescue her. She's pissed.
No, because you know how when you pee, you relax. But to obviously not drown, you have to keep paddling. It's quite hard to paddle fast and pee. Don't you find it tricky sometimes to pee in the ocean?
I never have, so no. I wouldn't. I just float on my back and let it go like a fountain.
What's their reasoning? What's it doing to the ocean?
Great question.
It's
didn't
full
even
of
get
salt.
That far
wouldn't
down.
That be all...
Didn't even get that far down because the world is full of funny rules, isn't it?
Do you want to know some funny rules that I've read?
That's what I was trying to get you to.
Yeah. So I mentioned this before we went to that song there, that you're not allowed in Oklahoma. Apparently you're not allowed to make an ugly face at a dog.
Oh, God, you'd be in trouble.
Or would you be in trouble? In Capri, you can't have noisy footwear. You can't wear flip-flops or squeaky shoes.
I'd be fine, left, right and centre. All my shoes squeak.
Not in Capri, you're not going. In Connecticut, you're not allowed to teach a dog anything.
What do you mean?
Anything.
These are the rules I read. I'm not fully sure whether these rules are right.
How does
it
work?
It says in Melbourne.
Do they throw a ball to a dog or a bunch of dogs and one that goes and gets it and brings
they
it back?
They go find its owner. Yeah.
They go sit, and if it does, yeah. You're in trouble.
It says that men in Melbourne.
Don't do it.
It says men in Melbourne can't wear strapless dresses.
That's not true. I have done many times.
I know. That's why I'm wondering whether this list is not right. One of the other ones I read here is it's illegal to fall asleep in a cheese factory in Italy.
That's because of nightmares. Joy.
Cheesy nightmares.
Don't they give you nightmares? Mm.
Cheese. Yeah, it's cheese? Like when you
but
have
it also, they also give you a food coma if you have enough of it, so that would be hard to avoid.
Oh, yeah. Imagine working in a cheese factory.
I mean, falling asleep
in... I just turn into a big brie.
Falling asleep in any factory is
pretty dangerous.
Bad.
Yeah. Yes. Oh. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that happens. yeah, it does. Very sad.
You get fined for it.
Why have you taken this to such a weird...
I just remembered an article
okay,
I read.
Okay, let's not focus.
It was very sad.
All right.
Sitting down in Venice.
I always see these fun articles where people fall asleep on forklifts and then knock over whole shelves.
That's and then it dominoes the whole factory.
Okay. Yep.
I mean, in Venice, you can't sit down.
Ever.
It says on this sheet you find $588 if you sit down.
Have you been on goodhousekeeping.com again?
The city is overcrowded and officials are desperately trying to figure out ways to curb tourism.
I don't want to claim my bad boy credentials too much, but I've sat down in Venice.
They want you to find a cafe or sit down in a restaurant. They don't just want you sitting down on the street.
Yeah, on the steps of like buildings and monuments and stuff. They give a move on notice.
Who's mocking me now? Hey, guys.
No, me still.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia, if you drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Tommy's gonna cross the ocean. He's gonna swim between two countries. All he wants to do is wonder.
It is less than 2 weeks till you hit the North Sea and swim from England to Belgium. You feel ready, yeah?
I feel ready. Well, I've got I'm the worst swimmer in the team. I'm surrounded by amazing swimmers, and more importantly, I've got the best coach in the world who happens to be listening and joining us right now, Chloe McArdle. G'day, coach.
Hi there, Tommy and Carrie.
Hi, Chloe. It has been I reckon it's been about 5 months now of you working up towards this swim. There were moments where it looked like Tommy may not make even the team to start with. Could he swim the distance? Could he swim in the conditions, the cold, the grossness? Chloe, is Tommy ready for this challenge?
I hope so. He's in a very good position.
Oh my God!
There was a long pause,
Coach. There was such a long pause there. I thought I was ready until that pause.
Well, he's officially qualified. He's in the team. The only hesitation is he hasn't swum in like 2 meter waves yet. We've been hoping that on one of his swims, and he's been turning up to his swims, which is great in camp. But we just haven't had really bad conditions yet to test him out and give him that experience.
So what is the difference between once the waves come in, what becomes the challenge for him?
Well, we know he likes to drink seawater, and I've been trying to train him out of that small habit he has. That can induce vomiting, which means your energy levels drop right down and you can feel terrible. So yeah, we're just hoping that when the waves get up, Tommy doesn't revert to drinking the seawater.
Yes, because I already have a problem a bit with cramping, Chloe, and I imagine if I'm starting to lose fluid out my mouth as well, it can't be good for my degrees of cramping as my body's convulsing and I'm spewing in the middle of the North Sea.
No, you make it sound so dramatic. Let's hope we don't get to that point.
Yeah.
You say that, Chloe, but yourself, when you've swum across the channel, you've had some incredibly challenging moments, haven't you?
Yes, I've nearly died from hypothermia. I was admitted into Canterbury intensive care in 2011, and I walked out of intensive care 36 hours later. So that was a bit of a close call. But I was swimming solo non-stop. It wasn't a relay changeover, which is fairly quick rotation.
So what happens if Tommy is struggling? How do you know if, because he often looks like he's struggling when he's swimming. How do you know if like one of the participants needs help and needs to get out?
Well, if their stroke rate drops a lot during their 1 hour, that's often the first sign they may be becoming hypothermic. What we can do is drop a drink bottle with warm, sweet fluid and tell them to take a feed, and that should help bring up their core temperature. And we only have them in the water an hour. So as long as we can get them through that hour, they can then get off the boat because it's their turn to rotate anyway. And once they're on the boat, it's much easier to help manage them and help them get better.
If you guys can achieve this, Chloe, talk to us about how monumental this is, whether anyone's done it before, where this sort of stacks up.
Well, the Swimming English Channel and the relay is 34 kilometres. This relay has been extended, so it's now 96 kilometres. So it's 2.5 times the distance of swimming the English Channel, which means they're exposed to the weather and the conditions out there for 2.5 times longer. They have to do 2.5 times the amount of swimming rather than swimming the English Channel because they're up in the North Sea. It's generally colder and rougher than the English Channel. So it's going to be extremely difficult. No one's ever successfully done this relay before. I only had 2 relays sign up this year, but thousands of people knew that I was offering this, so there were only very few brave souls who said yes to something of this difficulty. And when we get to the end, Tommy's relay will be the first relay to complete this, and so it's going to be very exciting. We'll have people from Belgium cheering us in and getting really excited for us to be there. So it'll be quite monumental at the end.
Chloe, we joke a lot about this, but this has been an extreme commitment from you, but also from Tommy. We've watched him spend all of his waking time, not all, but most of his waking time in the pool, and he's doing it for an incredible cause as well. What have you noticed watching Tommy over this time, you know, how he's changed as he's prepared and how invested he is?
Oh, he's super committed. He'd equal the commitment of any of my relay swimmers I've ever had on the program, so that's been absolutely amazing. And his speed at development is, I'd say, the quickest I've ever seen an athlete from his starting point to where he is now. So when I rang up you guys originally, I was like, oh, you know, you could be in this relay. It was kind of half a joke. And then when he said yes, I was like, oh, my God, we're going to have to do so much work. But he's done so well progressing. And, yeah, he's very committed. I'm so amazed that he's level of progression in such a short period of time. It's incredible.
Well, it's no surprise. We're yet to see something he can't achieve, Chloe. I really hope this is not the thing that we discover he can't achieve. We wish you all the best, Chloe. You've been absolutely incredible. What you're doing is phenomenal. And to you, Tommy, good luck, mate.
Thank you. Chloe, thanks for welcoming me into the fold as well and taking a punt. You've been so amazing. Thank you.
Cheers, guys.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home live from London this afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, one blood donation is needed every 18 seconds. Search Give Blood and book your donation with Australian Red Cross Lifeblood today.
You never know when you are going to need blood. I just got a text message from one of my best friends the other day. She was talking to her daughter about hemorrhaging, something that I went through after I had my son Ollie and I nearly died, and she was there with me when it happened. Ollie was a very newborn baby, and at the time Greg thrust the baby in my friend Kate's arms and said, "You look after Ollie, I've got to take her to the hospital." She'd never had a baby, she didn't know how to look after a baby, and there she was worried about her friend while looking after that friend's newborn baby. And the next time I saw her was after I'd had a transfusion in hospital. The transfusion is life-saving, and if you can give blood, do it, because you never know when you'll be in a situation when you need it yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Up next, this is quite a shift in emotions from that, because up next we're going to play the time game where you can win a lot of money in just 5 seconds. So give us a call. Some would say a life-changing amount of money. Give us a call, 131060.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy, if you drive home this afternoon.
Bickers, huge edition of the time game today, because in a matter of minutes, our gorgeous Australian listeners are going to get involved. But for the first time ever, the time game went international and we did a London edition.
Time, go by, banana, better go by, be by, mo by, time game, Carrie and Tommy's time game.
We are here in front of the most famous clock in the world,
And, I've fallen in love with Big Ben.
Have you?
I'm just saying.
You know how those, you read those stories about the crazy woman that married a bridge?
Yeah.
You're that woman.
I'm close to it.
Is it the Big or the Ben?
No.
Would you be in love with small Ben?
It's the clock. Oh. And he's obsessed with it, right? Oh. As I spend time looking at it, it is pretty incredible.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Would I you mean, say I know you're? It's just a clock.
It is.
So we thought, what a great place to play the time game.
Yes.
Now, of course, our resident ferret wasn't available, so Jesse, you're going to have to keep...
I'm covering for him.
Yes, you're going to have to keep time.
Yeah.
Have you got a stopwatch ready?
I do.
How much have we got to offer our time game participants?
I believe our jackpot back home is $7,400.
Oh, but I feel like that should go to an Aussie.
Pounds is about £50?
I've got 50. So that's perfect.
So we're just going to ask randoms on the street if they want to... take part in the time game.
Sir, would you like to win £50?
Okay, this could be the problem, trying to find people who speak English, because we're in a very touristy area.
He just said, I don't understand in perfect English. Madam, would you like to win £50? It'll only take you 5 seconds. Damn it.
Okay, this could be harder than we thought.
Guys, would you like to win £50? It'll take you 5 seconds.
Yes, come on,
all you have to do.
You do.
Jesse here is going to say start, and you have to say stop, and he's going to press the button, and if it's exactly 5 seconds, £50 is all yours.
Okay.
You ready? What's your name? Bob?
Bob.
Okay, you ready, Bob?
Where are you from, Bob?
Cambridge,
okay.
All right, start.
Stop.
Ooh. Oh, the missus, are you the other half? She said stop earlier. So, okay. I don't
Jesse,
know.
How did Bob go for 50?
4.78,
oh,
Bob. You're very close.
Sorry, Bob.
Thank
good.
You for playing, though.
Thanks for playing,
appreciate
Bob.
It. Have a great day. Guys, would you like to win £50 in 5 seconds? Not you, look like you've got a lot of money.
Oh, don't start negging people.
Guys, would you like to win £50?
Rich.
Only takes five seconds.
I was about to ask you.
Okay. Standard reaction from women for me.
Okay.
What, I only take 5 seconds?
Guys, would you like to win £50? It only takes 5 seconds of your time.
Oh, I feel like you'd love to. You'd be good at it. It's the time game. You'd be great at it. Okay, good.
Too keen.
I'm not good at this.
Guys,
would
you like to win
£50
in 5 seconds?
No, okay.
Oh, this guy's got it.
Madam, would you like to win £50?
Would you like to win
£50
in 5 seconds?
In 5 seconds. Oh. Yeah, come here.
Yes! Yes!
Do you know him?
No, well, no. Oh. But I know who you are.
Oh, do you?
Where are you from?
I'm from Melbourne.
Melbourne.
I just thought, how do you know him?
What's your name?
Jackson.
Nice to meet you. And?
I'm Claire.
Hey, Claire.
Have you ever heard of the time game?
Time game? No, I haven't.
No, I mean, you would have if you listened to our radio show. That's awkward.
You're a real piece of Jackson.
Yeah, no, I'm talking start.
This is where Jesse says start, and you've got to say stop at exactly when you think 5 seconds is up. He presses stop, and if you win it, the money's yours.
All right.
Okay. Jackson, are you ready?
I'm ready. All right,
let's
give it a go.
Okay.
Start.
Stop.
Ooh. Imagine if this money went to an Aussie. That would feel right.
That's good.
Do you know what it's worth back at home?
Oh, it's like close to double, isn't it?
It's 7,000 how much now?
Our jackpot back home is up to $7,500, $400, but here we're playing for 50 quid.
Well, that's close enough. I'll take that. I'll take 50 quid.
How did you feel? It felt pretty good.
Yeah, a little bit off, a little bit of panic at the start,
right.
But settled into it. Hopefully we'll see if it's close enough.
4.63.
Oh! Would you like to have a go?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Okay. It's on you now.
All right.
Start.
Stop.
Oh.
That was terrible, Claire. That was too short. Too short?
Yeah, 4.34.
Oh, Claire. What are you guys doing here?
Just travelling around. Got a month.
We have no time for general chat.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, I was interested. Nice to meet another fellow Aussie.
Yes,
we'll catch up later.
Yeah,
anyway.
We'll see
much love. Have a great
Thanks
trip,
so
guys.
Much.
Take
see
care.
Guys.
Excuse me, madam. Would you like to win £50 in 5 seconds?
You couldn't remember what the game was then.
No, I couldn't. Panic.
Sir, I feel like you want to win £50 in 5 seconds, don't you? Win £50 in 5 seconds? Come on. You look like a character. Okay, you've just got to say stop after you think 5 seconds is up, okay? So Jesse here is going to say start. When you think 50 seconds is up, say stop. If you get it bang on five, you get
quid.
The money. That's all you got to do. There's no catch.
It's got to be exactly 5 seconds.
Yep. Got to be exactly 5 seconds from the time he says start.
5.00 is what we're looking for.
Okay.
What's your name?
Philip.
Are you feeling good or are you relaxed?
Relaxed.
Okay. Are you ready to go then?
Yeah.
Best of luck, Philip.
Start.
Stop.
Ooh. Was that in the threes?
Philip, I think you might have. Ooh, I think we might have gone a bit quick. Have you ever gone too quick before, Philip?
Not really.
Okay, good man. Philip,
where are you
for 50
from,
quid.
Philip?
Gibraltar.
Oh, fun.
Where the Rock is from.
Yep.
I don't know anything else about Gibraltar.
No, but
can you give me one other thing to know about Gibraltar?
It's 3 square miles.
It's 3 square miles.
It's British territory.
Yeah, okay, great. Thanks, Phil.
We're looking for 5. We got 3.76.
Oh, nice to meet you, Phil.
Thank you.
Do you girls want to play?
Guys, would you like to win £50 in 5 seconds?
Guys, would you like to win 50 quid in 5 seconds? Okay. All you have to do is have sex with Jess.
Isn't that 5 seconds? That's too long.
Isn't
that
funny that no one is like, if something's too good to be true, it usually
is. Well, I guess the good news for me is 50 quid stays in my pocket. Bad news for Jesse, still a virgin. So,
but the great news for our listeners, we're going to do it with our Aussie listeners up next.
Great.
Carrie and Tommy.
Live on your radios and the listener app from London. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because.
Well, this is exciting.
This is exciting. I mean, the time game is always exciting. And as you know, the jackpot goes up every week that it is not given away.
Goes up by $100.
Yes. This week, it is meant to be $7,500 if you say stop when exactly 5 seconds is up. Because we are in London, we decided that Australian dollars wasn't fair.
No, it wasn't fitting with our trip.
So we've made the jackpot for this week only £7,500.
Which means it is now up to $13,251.
Let's do it. Jesse got nervous.
Sorry, I'm starting already, guys. I'm just so keen.
Come on.
I'm having a little practice.
What happened?
His fingers are so nervous.
Sorry, I've got the clock and I've got the buttons and I'm trying to count in my head.
It's a lot of money at stake.
I'm covering for the ferret. I don't usually do this, guys.
Now, you can't stuff up this one, you know. There's a lot of money at stake for
people. I never stuff up a time game.
Now, because we just played the London edition in front of Big Ben, we thought we would start with Ben. G'day, Ben.
How you going, boys?
Yeah, pretty good.
And girl, Ben.
And girl, sorry about that.
Yeah, you're right. Ben.
Name's in the title.
Would you just... Would you... Sorry, Ben. Women can be difficult.
They can be.
Do you want the money or not, Ben? Be careful.
Everyone wants the money.
Hey, Ben, would you describe yourself as a big Ben?
I'm medium size, not too big, but I'm pretty tall.
Yeah, good on you, Ben. Are you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
start.
Stop.
Oh, what was that face? I've never seen that face
from
the ferret.
Because, Ben, we don't get eyes on the clock. We only get eyes on...
the ferret.
Yeah.
And the ferret's got a range of facial emotions, expressions, but I've never seen that one before.
Mm. He had lust in his eyes one week.
Did
it was
yeah,
so
that was
weird.
Yeah.
Love a close time game.
Just rubbing his butt up against his ball. It was so weird.
This one was almost a smug look. How'd you go, ferret?
6.68.
Oh, sorry, Betty boy.
Disgust was the look. I confused it.
Yes. Well, yes. I got that confused with lust as well. G'day, Annette.
Hi. Hello. Oh,
Annette.
How are you, Annette?
Hello, Annette.
Hi. I'm just a little bit nervous, guys.
Don't worry. So is our little ferret, you and him together. Annette, have you listened to this before? Have you played along in the car?
Yes, I have.
Okay, yes, and how have you gone when you've played?
Look, it's not dead on five seconds, but I hope it's close today anyway.
Yeah. Hey, Annette, a question that Carrie had a lot in the early days was about tactics. She got very hung up on the idea of, are people counting in their heads or not? Will you be counting in your head?
Of course. Well, I'll try.
Yeah. Yeah, good on you, Annette.
I don't want the nerves to get the better of me. That's the thing.
No. Hey, Annette, calm down. You're going to be absolutely fine. We're wishing you the best of luck.
$13,000 on the line, Annette. We're handing you over to handing you over to Jesse now.
Thank you.
Start.
Stop.
Annette, I'll be honest. I felt that right in the core of my being. That felt pretty damn good to me. Now, I might be a bit off because I'm on the other side of the world and maybe there's a slight delay on the line, but
well,
in
I
my
hope
waters.
No lagging.
Yeah, in my waters, I'm feeling good.
Jesse.
I'm feeling like a pig in a pig pen, Annette.
5.
Yes.
0.98.
Sorry, Annette.
My waters are wrong, Annette.
Lana, you are up next. How are you feeling?
Hi, guys. I'm very nervous. My mouth's dry, heart pounding. Today. I'm ready to go.
Vomit on the sweater already. Lana, are you ready to play?
I am ready.
Start.
Stop.
Now, it's almost a... That, is that a smile or is that... Oh.
I think he saw it himself.
No.
It's a lot of laughter from the back of the room there, which is interesting.
Yeah, it's very
ironic. That's a small room.
Jesse.
5.66.
Oh, we've got time for one more quickly.
Yes, we do. Come on.
G'day, Rachel.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Pretty good. Rachel, we're in it. You're going to win it. Let's be quick because we're running out of time. Are you ready to go?
Let's do it.
Start.
Stop.
Ooh, she's seen it out of the hand, but has she hit it out of the
park? I don't often see the time game up close and personal because Jesse's in another room. Mm. I saw his quick fingers there. Gosh, he's good. Mm.
This man?
Yes.
Yes, because you know what it is. Do you know what it is?
What is it?
So they won't let us do this to humans, which is, of course, why we have a ferret who runs the clock on this game. Because what happens is the audio is attached to little electrodes, which we attach to this ferret's testicles. And so So when they say stop,
it
gets a little buzz like this.
And that's I think I was a bit too premature, I think.
Well, let's find out how premature you were.
5.
Oh, no, you weren't.
0.22.
Oh, the closest we had today, though, Rachel, was it?
Who cares? Jackpot's next week.
Make you feel better.
Carrie and Tommy.
Hey, you guys ready for a fun little game of
always.
Secret sound? What's the audio? Guess the track that you're listening to.
Yeah.
Okay. Catchy. So I saw this little news item. Now, the only audio we could get. See if you can pick it, but they put a fun bit of circus music behind it, which is distracting. So focus on everything.
So eliminate circus guesses from my head.
Yes. Eliminate circus.
Yep.
And then focus on the other noises and see if you can guess what is happening here.
So that's
it's
a dog.
So hard to eliminate
circus.
It makes everything quite fun, doesn't it? Because what's happening is not fun.
I only listen to the circus music.
Hang on. I just tweak and try and turn down the circus.
Sorry, so before you go again, so what's happening is not fun in this video.
No.
That sounded so fun.
I know, because that's why they put circus music.
Okay, so I'm going to try and imagine that it's not fun. Play it to me again. It's a dog doing something.
Is it a delivery man trying to get into a house and people are watching him and the dog is getting him?
Ooh, it is something attacking something. But the dog
is defending.
The dog actually is being a bit of a dog by just barking but not actually getting involved. Warning, oi, you better stay away. Let's have a listen again.
What was the slapping
yes,
noise?
Yes, great. Because
is that by French? I felt like he went, ho, ho, ho.
Oh, this is a French circus.
I'll be honest, I think he might be part of the circus.
I think no wonder they put circus music
This is mainly a circus soundtrack.
Okay, so someone's slapping someone.
With something.
With
have a listen
stick.
One more time. Let's go back to Le Circus.
It sounds like a plastic cricket bat.
Oh.
Is it something like that? Because I know the French don't play cricket.
Think kitchen. And it's also not
a
French.
Spatula.
That's the circus.
A wooden
You're
spoon.
On the, a, no.
A what? A, oh, a, what do you call them? The flip things.
Oh, a wok.
No.
A saucepan.
Damn it.
A
fry pan.
That you use, a fry pan.
Yes. Would you like to see what you are watching? Here we
what
go.
What am I listening because, to?
So this is firstly, this is in the Australian outback where this is happening.
And
this
not dog, in France.
No, no, that's the circuit.
I know.
What? That was Cirque du Soleil going on in the background. And why can you guys not focus? Okay. And so this is Australian outback. It's showing people what is happening here.
Is a crocodile a crocodile? And the crocodile.
Oh,
there's a man trying to smack a crocodile away with a fry pan.
That is an outback Aussie pub, and a croc is coming, I assume, for the guy's dog.
Oh, my God.
And he opens his mouth and lunges at the man, and he's got a fry pan in his hand.
And he whacks
him. And he whacks him twice on the
nose. Why were
you
expecting the dog to do anything? I think the dog did exactly what it was meant to do. I wouldn't get involved if that was happening.
Well, you'd be dead, because I'd be getting involved. What?
I would not even get involved if it was you that was being threatened.
It's okay. Even if we died in this scenario, if you put
viral.
This music behind it, it sounds pretty good. Give us it one more time.
Fine. See you, Tommy.
Sacre bleu. What a way to go.
Now that the show's finished, don't be sad. You can get more Carrie and Tommy anytime you like. Just download and sign up to the Listener app. It's the new home of Carrie and Tommy.